Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today, and we have got two leading ladies today, a mother and a daughter team. They are fabulous, and our topic is laughter is the best workplace policy. Now, I got to say, out of full disclosure, as we hear from these two amazing leading ladies, you are going to definitely see as listeners that laughter can be and is the best workplace policy. So I am delighted to introduce you to Bobby and Esther Woody, who are co-owners of Administrative Design, and they have a super passion for web design and support that goes with understanding your website and all it can do for you. So Bobby and Esther, say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello,
everybody. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having us
There's
on the
that
show.
Laughter.
We really appreciate it.
I wanted to hear the laughter because you two are just a delight, and I just love that you're a mother-daughter team. You specialize in website design and development, but give us a little bit. I mean, I know there's always a story, but boy, I'm sure there's lots of stories about how mother-daughter teams actually build businesses. But the two of you came together, and what's the story behind starting Administrative Design and making it a family mother-daughter team business?
Well, I had started the company about almost 5 years ago. And originally I had worked for a corporation, you know, doing admin and tech support kind of work. And I decided that as hard as I worked for corporate, I could work just as hard for myself and really enjoy what I did. So the first year, I tried to do everything on my own, from, you know, marketing to clients, the whole nine yards. I learned that doesn't
wow.
work. Yeah. So my mom at the time had retired. And so I was like, hey, come work with me. You can set your own hours. You know, eventually we'll have employees. You can order them about. It'll be a good time. Good time. And gratefully, she agreed to join me. And so once the two of us came together, that's when Administrative Design really came into its own. And we started really promoting the business and going out and getting clients and having a really good time while doing it.
Yeah, I love it. And you guys are go Esther. Tell us, yep, there's more to it here. I know. Go ahead. Sorry, dear.
Yeah. It was actually really interesting because I had, like she said, I had retired. And you can only watch soap operas for so long. And when I would go out and do other things, I'd still come back home and I was so bored. But I really wondered once I started working with Bobby what I had kind of gotten myself into, because I didn't know much about websites. But Bobby made sure that I started learning real quick.
Oh, my gosh. You know, what's interesting to me is the fact that, you know, and I'm curious, Bobby, from your perspective, I mean, what did you see of what your mom brings to the table that you were kind of missing or that complimented you? I mean, what was it about each of your talents that were brought to the table?
Well, what I found with working with other web designers is that a lot of times we get wrapped up in the tech, and it's so interesting to us and it's so cool. But for a lot of folks, it's so overwhelming that they find it boring. And what mom brings is she brings that other side, the non-techie side, that balances me out. So I will go off on some crazy tangent about, like, mobile friendliness or responsive design, and mom will come in and be like, okay, it's real simple. All she wants to know is, do you want the red shoes or the blue shoes? That's it.
I love it. Put it in layman's terms there, sister, right? That's what we got to do. That's pretty funny.
Exactly. Well,
I mean, Esther, I got to ask you, what was your, I mean, what were you thinking when Bobby came to you and said, hey, you want to come into business with me and be my partner? Because, you know, family businesses, man, they have some interesting dynamics, right? I mean, you're the head woman in charge for all of Bobby's life, and here you are now. Partners, right? So what was that like when she first brought it up to you, and what's it been like to be a mother-daughter team?
Well, at first I kind of wondered, because Bobby and I have always been close, but I was concerned that maybe, you know, us working together might change that. But we actually, once we got started working together and we figured out each other's roles, it turned out to be a lot of fun, and I really love coming in and going to work. And I really can't say that about the last job that I retired from. But working with Bobby has been a lot of fun, and it's we end up doing things and laughing it off when it blows up in our face. So it's been fun. It's been exciting because we both see the dream of what we want to do with this company. And when we hear from other people telling us, no, that's not going to work, or no, you can't do that, we just look at each other and say, watch me. So,
wow.
I really enjoy working with Bobby.
For not being a techie, Esther, that's pretty powerful language there, girl, where you're going, we see the dream. So I want to go, what is the dream? What is the dream for administrative design? And maybe tell our listeners just to, you know, briefly what administrative design does and what is the big dream.
Okay, Bobby, you want to start?
Oh, yeah, I'll take it. So what we want to do with administrative design is our goal is to bring our particular brand of web design and support services to not just people in California, but people across the United States and eventually internationally. Where we differ from everyone else is we design websites, and a lot of people do that, but we support a variety of platforms like Wix, Weebly, WordPress, GoDaddy, HTML, and some other proprietary platforms that, you know, you've probably never heard of. But if you need help with it, you know, we're the folks to talk to. What we want when we do our when we do our training is we want our clients to understand the web like we do and to enjoy working with their websites. So we go out of our way to have one-on-one in-person meetings, to do hands-on trainings, and to spend quality time with our clients. So that way they understand how stuff works and they can see the fun in it. And a lot of other companies, when they're doing the websites for you, they just build it, give it to you, and say, okay, off you go. With us,
yeah,
we want
you're right.
you to understand. We want you to have fun and enjoy it. So that way, this is the best experience you've ever had working with the website. And if we can help you get over the pain points like learning the tech or trying to get things to function the way that you want, that makes us really happy. So that's
wow.
what we're trying to do with it.
And you laugh along the way. I want to hear it. Let's hear the laughing right now on cue.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to crack me up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it totally helps.
I think, yeah, it does. Well, it does because it just lightens things up. And trust me, I mean, I want to spend a little time talking about family-run businesses because, you know, there's interesting dynamics. And I you know, led a family business with my husband and I years ago. But, you know, I know our topic is laughter is the best workplace policy. So, I mean, you guys are just so, I mean, first of all, you're both adorable. I want everybody to know that as our listeners. You can't see them, but they're absolutely adorable. And they do. You two giggle all the time. And I want to go, what a great idea that, you know, it is a great workplace policy. But how does laughter work within your organization? Because both of you seem very upbeat. You know, and business is hard. It's tough. It's a lot of work. Sometimes things don't go according to plan. So how does laughter fit into kind of your concept and your culture at administrative design?
Well, I can honestly.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mom.
And you giggle when you do that. That was great. Who's going first
okay,
here?
Okay. I'll start.
Okay, you go
so,
ahead.
So for us, a lot of the times, things do not go according to plan. I'd say 95% of the time, things do not go according to plan. And one of the things that we've discovered through this journey of building the business together is that you can react one of two ways when things go horribly awry. You can either get upset and then just kind of give up, or you can laugh about it and say, okay, so that was unexpected. Let's try it a different way. And for us, we find that, you know, if we sit back and just kind of giggle on it, it makes it seem not so bad. And we really enjoy what we do. We really enjoy helping people. We really enjoy building websites. So for us, laughter is just an extension of that. If we're having a good time and we're having fun, then we're doing it right. And everything is awesome.
Right. That's so cute. Esther, what do you think? What's your opinion of that?
Well, what Bobby is saying is very true. I think when we first decided to work together, we had to, at least definitely me, had to realize that there could only be one of us in charge at a time, at the time. And and it was interesting because I realized really quick if I said something, Bobby was may take it to heart as me saying it as her mother. And then there were times when Bobby would say something to me, and I would think, you can't say that to me. I'm your mother. But we soon learned to kind of balance it out, and if it was something that we didn't agree on, like Bobby said, we would sit down, laugh about it, have something from Starbucks, and then try again. So it's been a very interesting journey. I'm extremely proud of Bobby because she really knows what she's doing, and I'm amazed at her leadership skills. And it's just been a lot of fun. Even my husband will ask, well, what did y'all do today? And he actually listens when I'm telling him, you know, what we've done, and he gives us good advice. But
wow,
it's been really exceptional working with Bobby, and I'm really glad I did because I've gotten to see a different side of her, and I hope she's seen a different side of me. But I guess I'll find out after this radio show.
Oh, my gosh, how cute.
Sure.
What do you say to that, Bobby? What do you say to that of your mom saying that? Man, that's pretty prideful. That was good.
Well, I have to say, working with mom is awesome. For me, my focus gets divided a lot, and so mom has been a really great grounding influence to say, okay, I know you have a million and one ideas, but we can't implement everything right now. So, what is your focus? And she has been that grounding focus for me that makes us get – she's helped us to be as successful as we are because she keeps me on task. And it has been a lot of fun transitioning from just kind of the mom-daughter relationship where, you know, she's the mom, I'm the kid, to being actual partners in business. And I can honestly say I would not want to work with anybody else. She is so awesome.
Well, thank you, Bobby.
You guys are hugging each other on the. You're hugging each other right now. I can tell. You know, I'm curious. And so cute. You know, I know business is serious, and I want to take a little bit of a serious front, a little, because you know there are so many reports and statistics out there. You know, there are sayings that will say, "Oh my gosh, don't do business with friends and family, right? Don't go into business
right.
with friends
right.
and family, right?" And I think a lot of our listeners that are out there would be going, you know, you guys really, really, you know, because I know. When I worked with my husband and we had a corporate gift business, I learned very quickly in our relationship that it's like, I mean, I was in charge, right? And I like being in charge, so there's no confusion there. But working in the business, it's like every time I would come out and I would try to say, hey, do this, I need this done, I need that done. I mean, she looked at me like I was like, who the heck are you? And I'd be like, oh, my God, I had to learn how to say, hey, you know, I couldn't say honey in the workplace, but I would go, can you help out with this? You know, would you mind, please? I really could use your help. So I softened my words. And I'm curious with the two of you, it's like, how do you, I guess, hop in and out of mother-daughter relationship into partners in business? Because there are times when that's really difficult, right? I mean, it's a mom and a daughter relationship. So for our listeners that are family businesses, how do you deal with, you know, those kind of, I guess, roles, right? How do you keep the family, those dynamics out of it? Or do you?
Well, in a way we do, in a way we don't, because when I'm introduced to a client, you know, we'll tell them that it's Bobby and Esther, and then we'll immediately say, I'm Bobby's mother. And that seems to relax a lot of clients. I don't know why, but it seems like they kind of immediately, you can see them relaxing when we say that. Bobby is definitely in charge of all the technical stuff. And I think that helps because I realize that I know my role, and it seems to work for us. I mean, there are times when we don't necessarily agree on something, but we're able to talk it out. I think we both have the same work ethic, and we definitely believe in what we're doing. So I think that's how we're able to work together as mother and daughter. I couldn't work for my husband because he's type A all the way. So I know exactly what you're saying, Michelle. But with Bobby and I, we're so close as far as our work ethic. I think that's what helps us to do it. And she's probably the only member of the family that I would want to work with.
Wow. Is your family going to listen? Is your family going to listen to this radio show? Because we want to be careful with that, right? Cannot work with
the
husband.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely going to listen. But
I love it. They know
that it's true because my other daughter, she's in show business, so she's not interested at all in working with us on this. And I said, my husband will give us advice, but he's not interested in working with us on it. So, yeah, they know.
I love it. Bobby, what about you? I mean, how hard is it? Because, you know, for me as a mother, if I worked with my mother, you know, I used to, okay, I'm telling too much personal, but I'll go there. It's like, I mean, I was mad. I'd slam doors. My mom still to this day talks about how it's like, okay, Michelle, it's like, let's hold the temper a little bit. But it's difficult, you know, I mean, communication, the mother-daughter role. How do you handle that? You know, because now you're the boss, right? You're the boss of
meeting
the clients and that, right? How do you handle that?
Well, one thing that I found, because I do a lot of work, you know, obviously I work with my mom, but I've also done a lot of work with my fiance as well. And what I find is that, A, you need to have kind of similar personalities. Like mom said, you know, I couldn't work with my dad. He was like way too strict. But mom and I are really low key and even keel. So our personalities match up. The other thing that I try and do is I try and separate my work from my family. So when I have work-related things, I will send them in an email, and, you know, I'll talk with mom about work during the week. But, like, on the weekends when we're all over the house having barbecue, then we're talking about family stuff, and it goes back to the regular dynamic of mom and daughter. So we suspend that when we're working together as partners. But after the office or after the day is done, then we go back to being mom and daughter. And I find that that's, like, the best way to do it. Similar to, you know, when I do work with my fiancé, I will send him emails for work-related, but when we talk in person, we never discuss work because, you know, that's a separate part of our lives, and I don't want the work to bleed over to my personal life. So I'm a very big advocate of having a work-life balance. Now,
I think that's smart.
Yeah. There are times where, you know, I will get frustrated with mom or mom will get frustrated with me. And what we found is that, you know, taking some time to just kind of degauss, take a few moments off to myself to breathe and, you know, calm down helps. But also having copious amounts of sugar and chocolate are really, really good and useful.
You're absolutely right on that one.
There's the answer. Just feed you sugar and chocolate.
Oh,
exactly. Sugar kills all.
Cures
all.
It kind of does. It kind of does until you can't eat it anymore. That's another challenge. But, you know, I know it's serious for you in business because, I mean, full disclosure to our listeners, we had a meeting. And, I mean, you're very knowledgeable in all that, you know, and what you do, Bobby. And Esther, you too, because you guys really do complement each other. I think it was genius on both of your parts to go into business knowing that you recognize the talents of each of you as a mother and a daughter and as partners, and then identifying what those are. And so, I mean, for our listeners, how did you, what are the differences in what you do versus what, Bobby, for what you do versus what your mom does? How did you make the distinction of job duties? Did you guys make a list? It's like for our listeners that are business owners, how did you make that distinction of who does what?
Well, it actually just kind of came together on its own. Because I understand a lot of the tech. In addition to doing website design, I also do website development. So I do a lot with the back end of the sites and handle all of the technical issues. And I'm very strong in that area. But when it comes to, like, you know, office organization and keeping on top of emailing folks and stuff like that, not so much. So mom is really, really good with that stuff.
There you go.
So, it naturally evolved to where she just took that part over, and I tried because I'm a bit of a control freak. I'll admit it.
Really? I'm not shocked by that. No.
But ultimately, I saw the light, and I was like, you know what? Mom got this. She's been doing this since before I was born. I'm just going to let her do it. No, once I did that, it balanced out much better.
There's another phrase as well, and I've heard this phrase. It's like, you know, I brought you into this world, I can take you out. So I always make sure, you know, with mom. Mom says I see rules in some cases. Right, Esther?
Yeah, that's true. But what I have learned is when Bobby and I are working together, keep my mouth shut until I can think it through, and then we'll have some coffee or something and sit down and talk it out or go to lunch. But, I find that I understood the office side of it, the liaison with people and all that. I didn't really understand the technical side of it, what Bobby does. And I'm trying to learn it, and I'm trying to understand it. I picked up on the language, so I feel good about that. But we just separated it out. But when we're talking to clients, we're talking to them together. We found that worked, and especially with the different age groups, the clients that are my age, around my age, they're more comfortable, I think, when I'm there. When we have clients that are Bobby's age, they are definitely more comfortable when Bobby's there. So we figured we would solve that problem by just working it, you know, being together when we're talking to clients and explaining, you know, what we do and what we can do for them.
I think that's great. I mean, that's such great advice, you know, and I do want to shift a little bit for our time and talk a little bit about your services. So, you know, I mean, everybody today should have a website, and I know stuff about, you know, our website and coding and, oh, Lordy, things I don't really want to know, but as a small business, we have to be nimble and we have to learn, right? So I've embraced that, but Bobby, with you as the techie, I mean, what are some of the things that you see that business owners really struggle with the most with their website, and maybe a few pointers or tips of what you can suggest to our listeners if they're looking at their websites and saying, hey, it's not doing all I'd like it to do, or maybe they don't know what they don't know, which is what I always find fascinating as well.
Well, I have to say that a lot of the pain points that people experience with the website is just simply knowing how to do it. And what I mean by that, when I first got into this field, I started working with WordPress in the early days. And I remember, and this is so sad, but it took me about 30 minutes to figure out how to bold and center a title using code. And I was so mad because I had used Microsoft Office for years, and I could do that in like a minute. So I didn't understand why it was so hard to do it on a website. And what I quickly realized is that once I knew how to do it, then this became fun. Then I was able to change the colors out. I was able to have animation to it. I was able to add in pictures and make it really cool. But just that simple, getting over that initial hump and that initial learning curve for the software was what frustrated me. And I believe that that's what happens with a lot of people with their websites, is they just get stuck on the stuff that they don't know or they don't know how to do. And instead of, you know, asking for help or, you know, Googling how to do it, they just give up, which is understandable because, you know, once you get frustrated, you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right. Oh, exactly.
So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. So part of the reason that we handle our services the way we do, where we incorporate in not just building you a website, but teaching you how to use the software that goes with the website, is so that you don't have those pain points. You don't get stuck on just, okay, I just want to add an image. Once you can add that image, then you can animate the image, and then you can do cool stuff. And once you get to that point, that's when web design becomes fun. And that is honestly the best part of having a website. It's changing it to reflect your personality and to make it as awesome as you are. And everybody has that capability to do that. They just need to know how to do the basic stuff, and that's what we're here for.
I love that because, you know, I mean, I'm going to date myself a lot more, but I remember, you know, with one of our first websites, not even for our association, but it was in, gosh, I want to say the late 90s, and it was like, God, you do a website and you think, I guess this is the impression I always see with business owners, that they think, number one, it has to be perfect as a website, and number two, that it's actually done. And what I've learned with anything with the internet and websites is that it's never done. It's always an evolution.
No.
Talk a little bit about that, because that's where, I mean, it is changing so fast now with themes and, you know, your website and how it looks and what's trending and all that. I mean, what would be your recommendation for owners that just are going, look, my website's, I say we're never done, right? It's just good for today, and then we're going to be looking at tomorrow and the future, and tomorrow's coming pretty quick. So what would be the recommendations you would have for businesses that are just going, oh, my gosh, we don't know what to do with our website?
So a couple of things. One, people always overlook the basics. You can make vast changes to a website just on your own, simply by changing out the photos, or if you have no photos, breaking up that wall of text with photos really helps. You can also, you know, add in cool fonts or change the color of your website. This is stuff that you can do that's really simple to do that will give that website, for lack of a better term, a facelift. And what you want to do is you really want to make sure that you're putting in the time for the website. Like, you are correct that it is never done, but there are pause points. You can get it to a point where you're happy with it and it's functioning and people can find it on the net and say, okay, I'm good for like a month. But you do want to continuously put content in there, whether you're adding in images, whether you're incorporating in like your Facebook post or running a blog or adding new products. You just want to have new stuff in there because that's what causes people to come check out your site, is new content. And content will always be king. So you really want to make sure that you're doing that. But for the most part, don't worry about failing. Don't worry about making it perfect. The website will never be perfect. I have been changing our website consistently probably every couple of weeks for the last 5 years.
Wow.
It drives me crazy.
I love that because, you know, even I think with owners, what I see so much is, you know, even if then most small business owners don't have a team of people to do things. So I love that you do the training and then help people kind of empower them to do parts themselves, right? I mean, there's certain things you should never do as a business owner. And some things you're like, hey, you got to learn how to do this, and then you can delegate it or have a staff person to do it. But from what you see with business owners, what are maybe the biggest things that you see that are trends that business owners should know right now about web development and your website and web? Okay, I can't even say the words anymore. It's Friday, man. I'm having a rough time. I'm thinking, what are the trends for people with their websites? Because I know responsive websites were, I guess, a couple of years ago that everybody really needed to have a responsive website. What are the trends right now to give our listeners maybe some ideas of things that are up and coming or hip and with it right now with websites?
So a couple of things. Right now, I'm sure everybody knows, website security is hugely important. With all of the hacking and stuff that's going on, you want to make sure that depending, no matter what platform you're on, that your website's on its latest version. It used to be where you could build a website and let it sit there for 10 years and do nothing with it, and it would be fine. But these days, with all of the security holes and stuff, you really need to make sure that you're updating those plugins, you're updating the platform, and you're making sure that your website's secure. Another good thing is making sure that you have an SSL certificate. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the term, it stands for Secure Socket Layer. And what that is if you've ever been on like Best Buy or Target, you know the little lockbox in the URL? That's what an SSL certificate is, essentially. So you want to make sure that you have one of those, and most hosting companies will provide that for you. And as far as other trends, one of the coolest things is web design has now shifted back from kind of the minimalistic look that we had going for a number of years to having bright colors and animation and fun. So this is a great time to really flex those creative muscles and put on your, for lack of a better term, your best foot forward and show how awesome your site can be by adding in things like good imagery, good content, and changing up the font style so you're not just using Arial or Times New Roman. What people are looking for these days is a website that looks good on the mobile phone, that's going to look good on their tablet, and that's going to be fun and full of interesting content.
A lot of pressure there, isn't it, to perform, I mean, and have it all right. But that is the first place that people now go, or not now, that they always go look about somebody's presence online. And when you don't have that, or if it's crappy, it really is a reflection of your business. I love it. We only have a couple minutes left, ladies, but I do want to give you a chance. If any of our listeners want to reach out to you for more information, maybe they want to connect with you, how would you like them to reach you for information or a consult or more details?
So you can always reach us via the website, which is admindesign.net. You can also email us. I'm Bobby at admindesign.net, and Mom is Esther at admindesign.net. You can also call us at 760-659-3751 or 760-683-0339. We're pretty much available in every medium, and we're always here to help. So even if you just have a question like maybe how do I add this image or what is the best content for my page, give us a call. We are always happy to answer questions, and if we can't answer it for you, we're happy to bring you in the office and show you how to do it. So never be afraid to ask for help. Plus, also, Google is your friend, so you can Google a lot of stuff as well.
Hey, I'm going to say, okay, Google, and I know my phone's going off. It's kind of like Siri, right? It's like Google knows everything. Oh, Lordy. You guys are awesome. I just one last question for Bobby or Esther, whoever wants to answer this. But, you know, as you see the future of web design and web development, where do you see the internet and websites going? I mean, will they be around forever? Is social media going to take over? I'm just kind of curious what you see as something maybe that's interesting that you see coming down the pike as far as trending with websites and web development.
Well, I have to say that thanks to the websites and the way the internet is now, the world has become a much smaller place. So your ability to do business with people outside of your country, outside of your state, outside of your city, is increased exponentially. So what you need to realize is that when you put up a site, you're not just reaching your neighbors or your local town. You have the capability to reach the entire world. And to that end, websites can do a lot for you. They can be receptionists. They can be translators. They can be shopkeepers. There's tons of automation that can make your life way easy as long as you put it in there. And so I think that is the direction that websites are heading, that not just social media by itself, but working with social media, that websites eventually will take the place of having, like, you know, the sign twirlers or putting in newspaper ads or magazine ads and stuff like that, because they have the capability to do so much more. And I think if folks understand – what your website could really do for you, that they'd be as excited about it as we are.
Yeah, most definitely.
Awesome, inspiring. Esther, were you going to say something else on that one?
Yeah, I think because more people now are starting to understand what a website is capable of doing, that's what's going to keep it moving in the future. I think that social media itself is a great tool, but in reality, I think the website, because you can put so much information into it, and you can constantly change that information, and as Bobby was saying, especially with the ability to translate it into different languages and to use it as a shopping mechanism, websites are going to be around for a very long time.
I love that. I mean, and that's pretty much, I mean, that's pretty inspiring. So I will make sure and to say thank you to both of you for being our leading ladies. We want to have you back and talk about more trends with website development. And can you two just both laugh for me? Because I want to make sure we have that on the show here. Just go ahead. Go ahead and laugh. There we go. On cue. I'm going to have fun with that.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
oh my
thank
gosh,
you so
awesome.
Much. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you to both of you. I want to say thank you to our listeners. My gosh, this was a fun show today, and I hope you get one message. Go out there and laugh a little more, right? It's good for the workplace. It's good for a policy. And I want to tell all of our listeners, we're here every Monday at 9 a.m. and every Friday at 2 p.m. On Monday, our next Women Lead Radio is going to be our Boss Babes. Erica De La Cruz leads our Boss Babes, and she is going to be talking about the millennial woman. And her guest is Jeanette Ortega, who is an owner of Extreme Results Fitness Studio and Jeanette Ortega's Boot Camp. So I do think we're going to have an interesting conversation, and I want to say thank you for being so loyal to Women Lead Radio. We love having you listen to us, and have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday at 9 a.m.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.